take a walk, live life, but keep Radio Islam International at your side, on air, on social media, 24/7. Radio Islam International, DSTV Channel 826.
It is now 15 before 9 Central African time. It's Under the Radar here on Radio Islam International. We talk now about the Kashmir Black Day event that's going to be taking place on the 27th of October. That's just around the corner in the upcoming week, or this very week, 2 days away. And it's going to be happening in the afternoon from noon till 2 p.m. at the India Consulate, India Consulate General here in Johannesburg in Parktown. Annual event that's organized by the South African Kashmir Action Group, and that is promoted by the hashtag Kashmir Black Day. With us on the line is Salman Khan of the South African Kashmir Action Group. Salman, jazakallah khairan for joining us. And once again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Maulana Ibrahim, and also to all the beautiful listeners of Radio Islam International.
Just looking at some reports, building us up to talking about the actual event, so we just tried to cover some ground in terms of the latest developments in Kashmir and what we need to know about it. I'm seeing that a year after New Delhi had stripped Kashmir of its autonomy, we've got an alliance of major political parties just in the past week announcing a grand alliance to seek a restoration of the region's status?
Yes, Jazakallah. Thanks. I think it's a very pertinent question that you asked me. It's very important that we put some sort of a context to the Kashmir Black Day, plus your leading question about the alliance that has been put forward by the parties and the grand parties. Any political party that is up and running in India for the last 73 years is all supported or the puppets of the Indian government or Indian state apparatus. So they are not the true representation of Sheikh Abdullah, Mufti Mahmood, and also the other, the key players at the moment, those who call themselves to be the true representation of Kashmiri people. And when I say the so-called, it means, I must stress, for the last 73 years, all the elections that have happened, or sham election that have been forced on the people of Kashmir, there has never been more than 6 to 5% of the total representation of 14 million people go to the polling station. So that tells you that these parties, those who get together, those are the ones who is asking to rescind the unilateral decision of Indian government by revoking the Article 370-35A. It is a hogwash, and it holds no power to it, because they are not the real representation of the majority of the Kashmiri people. 95% of the Kashmiri people never go to any vote for the last 73 years. Coming back to your point, is what it is happening at the moment currently in Kashmir. Situation has not changed. I will not say only from the 5th of August last year, when the unilateral or illegal decision taken by Indian government, until today anything has changed. Nothing has changed for the last 73 years, rather, because what was Kashmir was facing, it was a continued or perpetual curfew for the last 73 years, and nothing has changed. What has actually changed? It's become a brute and more, forceful curfew and a martial law. There was never been for the last 73 years the freedom of expression, freedom of movement, the freedom of association that continued today. But now, in the last year or so, what happened is the telecommunication has been completely cut off, and also all the civil liberties has been completely suspended. And also there is a couple of weeks, we call it a double lockdown. Then, of course, you have a COVID-19. Every 20,000 of the Kashmiri people, there is only one doctor available. And every 100,000 people is only one incubator, which call it the ventilator. So the situation is quite bad.
Mm-hmm. And to pick up on that point, as we said, we're just looking at, unfortunately, this is the reality for many people. And, you know, it's a responsibility that we ought to take more seriously, that, you know, we don't just look at Kashmir on special occasions or when there's some crisis, but there needs to be a sustained focus on it. And, you know, if that's a special responsibility that we ought to play as well as the media. But just to then cover, you know, recent developments, you spoke about the status of Kashmir historically. You spoke about it since the revocation of those particular sections, and you also mentioned towards the end the COVID crisis. I'm just seeing some reports here as well, Brother Salman, that you know, as serious as it is, Kashmir, as you know, is no stranger, like you know, other parts of the Muslim world as well, to crisis, and therefore the kind of crisis adaptation mechanisms that people have used to deal with the lockdowns prior to that and to deal with the repression from the Indian government, they've kind of shifted into that mode with ordinary people volunteering and so forth to be able to fill the gap that's absent, obviously, because of a lack of institutions when it comes to fighting something like COVID. Brother Salman?
Can you hear me?
Yes. I lost you there for a bit. Did you get my question?
Yes, I did get your question.
All right, yes.
I think you raised some of the very important questions. The Kashmir issue is, it's a very prevalent. It's one of the longest unresolved, you know, the conflict in the world, as well as the unresolved, the agenda, it is an unresolved item on a United Nations agenda for the last 73 years. It is exactly the same thing what's happening in Palestine, is exactly what's happening in Kashmir. We call it a dual Nakba. Okay? What is unique about Kashmir occupation by Indian forces or Mushrikeen is that we have access to Palestinian people. We can send aid to the Palestinian people, but unfortunately, Kashmir has been completely curtailed. You are not allowed to send any aid. Have you ever heard Al-Imdad, Waqful Waqafin, any radio station, have ever heard in the last 20 or 30 years that anybody have raised funds? It's not that they do not want to raise a fund, because you cannot send the funds. So it's a very unique situation. The people are in Kashmir, they are left on their own. Our Muslim world, OIC, is completely ineffective. So they are very resilient. They don't receive any aid. They don't receive any financial aid. They don't receive any love and care. There is more than 30,000 orphans. There are more than 27 women are widowed, but they don't receive any financial aid from South Africa or elsewhere from the world. The reason is being Indian government have a very iron curtailed policies on Kashmir. So unfortunately, it's a very unique, and we are not able to communicate directly. We have to be very careful how we communicate with them. And if somebody wants to actually try to get some sort of a help, then they label as they are the supporter or a sponsor of a terrorism. So what I'm trying to explain, the situation that we have in Kashmir is more unique and more brute than anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm. Just one more issue I want to pick up on in terms of media freedom, which obviously is non-existent in Kashmir. We've also had a recent report, Brother Salman, of the authorities, the Indian occupation authorities, closing down a very old English daily newspaper in Kashmir.
Very true, 100%. As I mentioned in my preamble, that for the last 73 years, the total civil liberties or the political liberties been suspended. So there is no freedom of speech, no freedom of expression. There is no freedom for any journalist to roof or walk around. Any newspaper or anything else is there which bring any news, it's state-owned and state-run. And if you go against the will of it, like Shujaat Hussain, you know, the one of the journalists was shot dead in the office. Recently, one of our very good friend, very big, very vocal advocate, Babar Qadri, was shot dead out of his office. So, you know, the problem is that media or the Institute for Journalism in South Africa, when any other journalist gets shot in Palestine, we go for the all-out war against the media, whether it is in Israel or whether it is in France. But when it's come to the Indian curtailing of a media, whether it is Hindu-run or whether it is Muslim-run, South Africans, including Muslims, we never raise a point to our DIRCO or to to the Institute of Advanced Journalism or to lobby it and say what's happening to one journalist is happening to all the journalists. So unfortunately, if you want to call a person to commit, to get them to commitment to do the interview, either they will be picked up or they will be assassinated. So it's a very difficult situation that what people, our sister and brother faces in Kashmir. It's very, very, very painful. What I want to express, why we commemorate every year and year about the 27th of October as a Kashmir Black Day, it is a day, it's a very unfortunate day when the people of Kashmir have seen the starting, the pouring of, or the landing of Indian armed forces on the 2 o'clock at the Srinagar airport. And since then, they are illegally occupying a land of a Kashmiri people against their wills. And that is not a small land. It's 86,000 kilometers in radius. It's three times the size of Belgium. And over 14 million people, 90% of the Muslims, have been oppressed and have been completely jailed for the last 73 years. And that's the reason we commemorate. Of course, for me, Kashmir is my life. Kashmir is in my blood. But having saying that, these are the symbolic day. Today, in 2 days, we will have a Kashmir Black Day. But on the 5th of February, there will be Kashmir International Solidarity Day. That's the day where the Indian, under the pressure from the United Nations, promised in 1948 that on the 5th of February, there will be a free and fair plebiscite referendum where the people of Kashmir will be able to cast their vote whether they want to be with India, Pakistan, or remain independent. So that was just a background to put you in touch that this is what we call it a Kashmir Black Day, because that's the day when the Dhul Nakba, as Gaza was taken over by the Israelis, it is exactly the Mushrikeen of a Hindu, the Modi, the regime, those, the Lawrence of Arabia, have taken over our beautiful land of Kashmiri people.
Just to reinforce that point for us, Salman, I think if you could just give it to us in three or four or five, whatever it is, the most important days in the Kashmiri calendar, because, again, to use that parallel, when we talk about Palestine, you talk about, June, this is when the Naksa, the Six-Day War happened and the occupation began, or you talk about May 1948, when the occupation happened. And there's, also various anniversaries of massacres that come up and so forth. So for our understanding and for people to put this, actively prioritize it on their calendars, just give us, obviously, Black Day, as you mentioned, one important date, the other three or four most important dates.
Okay, now that's very, very good point that you raise again here. Thank you for raising this point. There's a 3 days, and I'm going to go into the chronological order. One, 31st of July. 31st of July is the day when a very unique thing happened in the history of Kashmir, not only the history of Kashmir, in the history of Islamic, I would say the history, Islamic history, the Muslim history. What happened on the 31st? There was a case when the Kashmiri people was raising against the Hindu Maharaja, and they're saying that we has been ill-treated, like the South African black were ill-treated by the apartheid. The Maharaja Singh was treating Muslims. You're not allowed to have any land. You're not allowed to, educate yourself. You're not allowed to. So they had what you call a reading party where the Muslims start getting together and they say, let's have a reading group that we can educate our kids and ourselves. And that was banned. And one of the leader was taken in, and people went for a protest. That was a Friday, the 31st of July, 1931. And that the day when the case was heard, before the Friday, and then during this hearing of the court, the Friday namaz was about to come, so they went to the mosque and they wanted to call a mass Juma outside the court. When they start the azan, the Indian soldier shot the first muezzin. He said Allahu Akbar, and after that, when he fell down because the shotgun happened, then the next person stand up, the next muezzin stand up, and he said, I'm going to continue the azan, and he said La ilaha, he was shot. 22 people, the 22 Kashmiri people complete the one azan, which a lot of South African people will not know. In the 1931, on the 31st of July, an azan, a unique azan, which took a life of 22 Kashmiri people to complete the one azan. That is the one day that every year we call it a Yom HaShoda. Then follow up with the 19... 1947, when the Indian forces landed against the wills of the Kashmiri people. That's called a Kashmiri Black Day. That we're going to have the protests outside the Indian High Commission, that in the land of Nelson Mandela and Oliver Tambo, you cannot come and tell us that we are here to help South Africa while you having a human right violation and a gross human right, the abuses in your country. We are asking you, close your embassy. Then your 5th of February, that is the day that we call it, again, the International Solidarity Day. That is the day that the Indian government promised. Nehru and Jinnah both signed in the United Nations Resolution 47 that there will be a free and fair plebiscite where the people of Kashmir will be given a right to cast their vote as a referendum. And that is the day we go and we protest either at the United Nations or at the Indian Council. So the 3 days are very symbolic. Now the 4th day, we call it a second Black Day. It is the day that the India promised in 1954 the semi-autonomous status through the Article 370, 35A. And that has been revoked again unilaterally, internationally. It is international condemnation is happening because India have no right against the United Nations Resolution 47 to call annex a land of a Kashmiri people for each 86,000 kilometers. We cannot take a decision unilaterally, and that decision has been challenged in the Indian High Court. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, and the International Court of Jurists are waiting for Indian Supreme Court to take a decision on its own illegal move on a Kashmiri people. So once that court hearing finished, I think it's supposed to be happening already in September. They move it to the 29th of October. So we internationally, all the activists are waiting for the day. Let's see what the Indian Supreme Court is going to declare, that whether that move was constitutional or whether it was not constitutional. Once that is decided, if they say it was constitutional, then the International Court of Justice will bring their writ on the top of it. And they will declare India as a Raj country, and then they will take a decision. And if the Indian Supreme Court accepted that was unconstitutional, it means the decision will be rescinded. And that's why this Gupta declaration, what you started your preamble by saying, there is a coalition of the people. It is for the Indian government. They are starting this motion that there are parties those asking us to rescind the decision. So they're looking for an honorable exit from the fait accompli. They make a mistake that they cannot revert, but they're looking at that, okay, under the pressure, under the political party's request, we're rescinding the decision. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
So there is not that coalition is fighting for Kashmiri people. They are the puppet political parties. They're going to give India an honorable exit from the previous year, what the mistake they make.
Mm-hmm. So Jazakallah khairan for that important explanation and the important dates. Now going to the actual event, this has been happening, Brother Salman, in South Africa for, I'm sure, something like 2 decades at least.
Yeah, I started with a very humble, the NGO under the leadership and auspicious guidance of Naeem Jinnah, Basu Dalbulia, Ashraf Patel and many other, the stalwart Aziz Sheikh at the radio station used to call Vice 95.4 in Forsberg. And then I started in 1999, the South African Kashmiri Action Group. And since then, until today, we have, been every year calling on to the Indian Embassy. And the protest will be held at the Indian High Commission between 12 to 2 o'clock. And that will be happening at the Indian Consul General corner of Janasmut and 1 Eaton Road. And we asking all the peace-loving people from the different denomination, whether you're Muslim, Hindu, Christian, anybody who loves humanity and who want to extend the hand to the oppressed people of Kashmir, please do come in numbers show your dismay, show your solidarity with the people of Kashmir as the people of South Africa was supported and was given a support around the world to get rid of the apartheid, exactly what we are asking for the people, to get rid of the apartheid in Indian-occupied Kashmir.
Brother Salman, as far as associated activism related to Black Day, this is obviously an ideal opportunity to increase in awareness and any other type of perhaps online activism in this time. Anything you'd suggest in that regard?
Well, of course, you know, the best thing will be the biggest gift Allah Ta'ala has given us is to raise the hand. The du'as in the hand of the mu'min is the biggest weapon. Our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have also, you know, told us, reassured us that the biggest weapon that we have. So I would request that any man, woman listening to this message, our beautiful Muslim community, if you can't make it onto today, I know that is a working day, make a dua, lift your hand and make a special dua for the people. Make a 2 rakat special nafal and then make it. Then use your handset, that everybody have a WhatsApp, everybody have the digital media in their hand, Facebook and also your Twitter account. You know, become a digital activist and send hashtag free Kashmir, hashtag, you know, the India must quit Kashmir, whatever you can do. And that you can do your digital activism from your desktop and from your handset. That it will be a very, very important thing. And also we have run the petition, which I would also send it to you. We are asking our South African government, after trying and knocking the door at the Indian High Commission and also to the JIRCO, we have written to the president of the country, Cyril Ramaphosa, and we are asking them, we are appealing them to close South African embassy in New Delhi and call back our ambassador from there and repel the Indian consul general from South Africa back to, until unless the way they done it for the people of Palestine, they close and downgrade the embassy, and we're asking them to do exactly the same thing, because I think so long it has been gone, the people of Kashmir have been lost their own, and it is a time that we as a civilian and the citizen of South Africa, as a Muslim community, as a humanity, we need to show the solidarity.
Indeed. Brother Salman, before you go, anyone wants to have more information about Kashmir Black Day as well as events related to that day, could they contact you?
Well, I mean, you know, of course, they can contact your radio station. You will be able to give my telephone number. If you ask me or you allow me, I can give my telephone number.
Yeah, you could.
Thank you. Is 082-0826916048. I repeat, 082-691-6048, and our Twitter handle is Free Kashmir Now. Hashtag Free Kashmir Now, and the hashtag that we're running at the moment is Kashmir Black Day, Free Kashmir, and India Must Quit Kashmir.
Indeed. All the best for the event ahead, and once again a reminder that Kashmir cannot and should never fall off our radar. Shukran for your time, Brother Salman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That's the picket that's taking place outside the India Consulate General. It happens annually here in South Africa and many other parts of the world, and it's going to happen on the 27th, which is just 2 days away from us now, at noon to 2 p.m. at the India Consulate General here in Parktown. And Kashmir Black Day is observed by Kashmiris as well as justice-loving people in protest of the violations of human rights and the occupation of Kashmir by the Republic of India. And as explained, this coincides with that day in 1947, when the Maharaja signed off the instrument of accession, in which Jammu and Kashmir were then forced to join the dominion of India.